Welcome to the Newlyn Rock Leadership Effectiveness Podcast, hosted by me, Kate Thomas. This podcast is packed with practical tips and expert views to unlock the leadership effectiveness in you and your organization. My name is Kate Thomas, and I'm a leadership effectiveness expert and the founder of Newlyn Rock, a consultancy dedicated to focusing on increasing leadership effectiveness for talent-savvy companies and individuals. In this podcast, I will share my experience of supercharging leadership performance and business results with you. Join me and the best thought leaders for topical discussions and talent-centric insights. When I was planning the focus for Newlyn Rock, my objective was very clear: to go beyond the start-stop-style leadership effectiveness development and create more immersive experiences that are forward-focused, viewing the whole person and what can get in the way of achieving full potential. Hence why I'm introducing you to Lisa Wisdom for this podcast. Lisa runs her own stylist consultancy. She works with individuals to create a professional identity through clothes. In this podcast, Lisa and I explore how our saboteurs can influence our style choices and add to our confusion around style and success. Lisa, it's an absolute pleasure to have you join. Thank you very much for finding the time.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it is exciting. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. You know, you're a professional stylist with decades of experience in dressing male and females, as well as buying for such prominent stores, retail stores. You're in this. This is your space. You've seen a lot when it comes to styling and success. So I really want to tap into that and help our listeners make that connection with how they're showing up in terms of the clothes that they're choosing and the impact that can have on their leadership. So this is going to be an interesting one for me.
Yeah, I mean, I do live and breathe fashion and style, and I never think it can be underestimated, really. You know, when I work with my clients, although we're working with them and their clothes, it's always so much more than that. It goes way beyond the physical clothes. It does touch you mentally, you know, whether you're in a workspace or a social space. Clothes are far more powerful than I think we sometimes realise. So I love it, and I love kind of sharing that passion with the clients that I work with and on my social sites as well. I love it.
I think that point you made, that the power of styling, the power of what we're wearing, is not to be underestimated. You know, talk to me about the connection between styling and personal success in your experience.
Yeah, I mean, I will shout about it on my socials and I discuss it with all my clients. But as I said, you can't underestimate the power of putting on the right outfit at the start of that day. Because if you put the right outfit on that you feel fantastic in, it can hugely impact your mood. It can completely change your attitude to how your day is actually going to turn out. And I honestly believe that it can improve your productivity as well. We all know that when we put on an outfit and we're feeling a bit meh, and we look at ourselves in the reflection and we don't like what we see, it absolutely brings down our mood. It changes our body posture. It messes with our confidence. And then all of that is a knock-on effect in terms of our productivity. So especially in the workplace, you know, you really need to dress for your diary. If you're putting the right outfit on, you know, you are going to go and smash your day. You're going to be more productive. You're going to get through your to-do list. And it just impacts, you know, your confidence around your colleagues. It's more than just clothes. It's your whole attitude to your work life. I really honestly believe that.
How we're dressing has a direct connection with how we're feeling.
And that feeling has a direct connection with what we're thinking. And those thoughts have a direct connection with what it is that we're doing. So that productivity that you're talking about. And I think as you're talking, my mind is also going to, it's going to a couple of things. It's going to the identity we want for ourselves, this personal identity, but then also the impact that has on others, those that are working with us, those that are looking at us on Zoom, those that are sitting next to us now back in the office when we're presenting to our teams. It gives an impression before you've even opened your mouth.
Absolutely. That comes on to my point exactly. Now, I know we do live in a society now where we shouldn't judge a book by its cover, and we absolutely shouldn't do that. But it is actually a scientific fact that within the first 40 seconds of meeting someone, you do create a judgment of that person. And then as you begin to spend more time with them, that then develops. But I do think it's so important that if people are scientifically going to make that judgment of you in such a short amount of time, it's so important that you're presenting yourself in your style and your outfit in terms of who you are on a personal and a professional level. And I think where that starts is you really, really need to understand your style personality. We need to understand that in the workplace, we don't invest in how someone looks. We invest in that person as who they are, you know, what's achievable for them. So it's so important to get your professional personality through within your style personality, because if that's how people are going to initially judge you when they meet you for that first time, whether it be in a meeting or an interview scenario or some kind of networking event, you want that style to really come across in terms of what your personality is, and not confuse people. So yeah, I do think it starts with your style personality, and you shouldn't feel like you should be dressing as you feel like people should think you should dress for a role. It's really important to remain true to yourself, because like I said, it always comes back to the fact that people are investing in you as a person. So your style personality is actually really key to your overall role within that position.
So if I think about the work that I do, I'm assessing senior leaders to help organizations identify their fit. So there's a capability part of that. Of course there is. There's a big piece that's on behavior and how that person shows up. And that then helps us identify how someone fits a business. And a lot of the assessments I'm working on are for that next level of leadership. So they're at promotion. They are big decision-making roles. And I think leaders might be surprised to know the amount of times that professional style can, and might not be phrased that way, but actually comes up in the feedback that maybe a client may have as they're assessing that person's fit. So for me, that also talks to a bit of culture in an organization, how our style fits the vibe in a business. So finding fit is not just about making sure that the company is pleased with how you might fit. It's also you going, well, how do I fit? So for me, that, yeah, it's a really strong one, that professional personality. What culture am I showing in terms of how I'm dressing here?
Yeah, completely. I mean, I think the way we dress in the workplace, even before COVID and working from home, has hugely changed, because I think people are starting to dress their personality, but still maintaining that level of professionalism. Because I think for men and women, when you get to a certain level, there was this hard and fast rule where, you know, you're expected to wear a sharp suit, no colour, no personality whatsoever, you know, just very hard and professional look, which was around so much, especially I think it was particularly difficult for women, because it was almost like when you were going for a particular role or getting to a certain level, occasionally it's like suddenly you felt like you had to dress very masculine in a very dark, sharp suit. And I think that's massively, massively changed now. You know, we are thinking about the person more, and it's not about dressing how we expect someone to dress. So it's definitely a balance of understanding what your style personality is. And you're so right, the culture of that workplace. You know, a lot of places, suits aren't necessarily, you know, an instruction of how you should dress now. There are so many ways to dress smart and professionally, but with much softer silhouettes, and definitely bringing in colour and patterns. You know, if it's going to lift everyone's mood within the workplace, you know, for the person wearing that colour and that style, as well as the people that see you in that, then it's going to make for a better environment all around.
It's a really interesting point that you make there, Lisa, when you talk about females in particular in the workplace and the unconscious thoughts maybe that we have around having the, you know, that sort of power suit on, so that we feel as though we're therefore mirroring what leadership should look like. And last week I was speaking with Shola Kay, and she was talking to us about communication, so presentation and communication. And she had a really interesting statistic or comment around females who are very assertive in the workplace are often given feedback that they need to soften that assertiveness. And if you think then around, well, what then if we're putting this sort of structured power suit on, that double whammy of identity, you know, we're moving into a promotion where we're taking on that senior decision making position, we're feeling already a little bit excited as well as a bit nervous, and then we go, oh, let's get that big suit jacket on and feel very masculine, rise my assertiveness, and all of a sudden you've kind of created an image that doesn't represent you, isn't really helping you in terms of how you're showing up in that workplace, and it all gets a bit confusing. So I do think it's interesting when we think about that from a female perspective. But interestingly, I'm receiving a lot of feedback from clients equally on the male front. I think males are getting a bit confused, a bit too casual. Working from home is kind of, you know, a bit too casual in the top half. But at the same time, what do you do? It's a bit confusing. Do you put the suit jacket on when you're in a virtual meeting? And that must feel a bit restrictive and a bit odd. So I think there is a bit of confusion out there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the whole working from home, the lockdown, the COVID, that kind of almost grew my client base, because everyone, men and women, were suddenly feeling very, very confused. Because when you're at home, you do want to feel comfortable, you do reach for your more relaxed clothing. And I think where we all made a huge mistake is because we were working at home, we were then reaching for our comfortable, relaxed clothing that we'd normally wear around the house, either at the end of the day or at the weekends. And I, you know, that's where we were making the mistake. It goes back to what I said at the start of this podcast. You have to dress in the right outfit to be productive and to be in the right mindset and in the right mood to get your achievements completed for that day. So even if you're not leaving the house, I was trying to really stress to clients and just people in general conversation, you still have to dress for your diary. You know, you can be at home wearing your loungewear, but just save it for the end of the day. And then that really helps with your mindset in terms of understanding, right, when am I working? When am I being professional within my home, which is really difficult because you're in your relaxed place where you do normally just wear very comfortable clothing. But you still have to dress for your diary as if you're going into the workplace to have the right mindset and the right productivity as well. You know, you're still going to be looking at your reflection a number of times throughout the day when you're sort of visiting the washroom or passing the full length mirror in the hallway to answer the door to the postman. You want to make sure that the reflection you're seeing at that time in the day represents who you are at that point in time. It was a really tricky time. I mean, definitely, and we're seeing it a lot in the trends coming through now, there's this kind of real mixed blend of relaxed tailoring now. So I think it's great. I think the designers and retailers have responded to our new lifestyles now. So blazers are huge this spring, summer, but they're far more relaxed than they've been before. And also really lovely smart trousers. They're still a tapered silhouette, so really neat silhouettes, but with elasticated waistbands. So at last we are being offered clothes that are suitable for the workplace, putting you in the right mindset to achieve your goals for the day, but actually still be really comfortable at home and kind of really define that difference between when I'm really relaxed and not working at home, but when actually I'm still working, still within my home.
It's helpful for that delineation. I'm showing up for work now, and this now represents me in the workplace, whether I'm physically at work or whether I'm doing my work from home day.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I think is really important to bring into this conversation is time. Okay, so if I think about the clients that I work with, the senior leaders who, when we talk about back-to-back work schedules, I don't think sometimes it's fully comprehensible the volume of work that leaders and everybody have been juggling in the last few years. But this volume doesn't really go away. The time that some people may think, well, gosh, I don't have time, so I just literally open up my wardrobe and I just grab what I'm used to getting. It feels safe. I'm going to put it on and off I go because I just don't have time to consider this. And as I'm talking this through, Lisa, I'm thinking about how you and I met, and you came into my home at a time that I felt quite confused about my identity with my clothes. I was going through a lot of changes with launching my own business. I think I said to you, I had nearly five lives in my wardrobe. So I was definitely going to my automatic navy and black tight dress. I didn't feel like I had the time to really consider how to do this differently, but I certainly felt like I needed to do things differently because I wasn't representing myself and my true identity in the way that I was dressing. I was dressing very much for my old way of living and working, but I didn't know how to do it simply, and I mean simply, by seeking experts who could help me. And you came into my world and helped me tremendously. So what tips do you have that you can share that others listening to this can go, okay, no, I don't have the time, but I do want to feel great in the work that I'm doing. And that is also to do with how I'm showing up in my clothes.
Yeah, I mean, our wardrobes, if we don't have time to edit them, and that is a common thing that I hear, everyone leads very, very busy lives. But as a result of that, we do end up with a wardrobe full of different generations of how our lifestyle has changed throughout our whole life. You know, you might have clothes in there from university days when you'd done your first job. If you're a woman that's had a family, maternity clothes, newborn baby clothes, you know, and then trying to come out of that, different job roles, different positions within your job roles. And then that's when your wardrobe becomes very, very confusing, overloaded. And that's when you start reaching for that safety of 20% of your wardrobe. So the biggest thing I can recommend is investing that time. It will save you so much time in the long run. It will save you time dressing in the morning. It will save you from making unnecessary impulse buys as well, because you go through your wardrobe. It's a very nostalgic experience, as I'm sure you will agree when we went through yours. And it's just really understanding what needs to be removed from that valuable space, because I say it is a valuable space. You visit it every single morning, and to make your dressing decisions far easier in the morning, you need to reduce what's in there. You know, start building your capsule wardrobe that suits you and your lifestyle now, both in a professional way, but in a personal way as well. And some people are really lucky because actually their professional style can, elements of it will overlap into their personal as well. So by investing that time up front to really remove the things that don't fit you anymore, don't suit your lifestyle anymore, aren't your style personality anymore, because it does change as we become older, as we take on different job roles or different life roles. By removing all that, whether you're storing it away or giving it to charity or passing it to someone else, you're then left with a wardrobe full of clothes that fit you now, suit your style personality now, and suit where you are in your professional life as well. And immediately that suddenly makes your dressing in the morning far easier. You know, when I go through the wardrobe edit with my clients, we do photograph a lot of things on the body or flat lay, and then many of them will build that as a bit of a lookbook themselves, or put the photographs on the inside of wardrobe doors or walk-in wardrobes as an immediate reference for, again, ease and time in the morning. But I do have to be honest, you do have to invest a chunk of time to make it easier going forward. And it's so worthwhile.
I can absolutely say it's worthwhile. And I think what really talks to my objective when I think about the saboteurs that get in our way of success, this is autopilot for me. When we lead an autopilot life, we're busy, we're grabbing that 20%. So in this conversation, the 20% of the clothes that we're used to wearing, and we're not consciously making a decision or giving ourselves the time to decide what am I reaching for going to impact what it is that I'm working on that day? What is the message that I'm sending? So, you know, step one for me and what you've talked about is this professional personality, taking some time to figure that out and work with somebody who can give you that guidance on the professional personality, the impact that you need to have, that promotion that you're about to step into, the new stakeholders that you're about to work with. And have fun with it. Bring that joy into this process. It's not a daunting process. And one of the great things that came from our time together, which ran over several sessions, I'm okay to say, was the actual amount of bags that went off to charity, and then receiving a note to be told how much money had been raised as a result of me sending all those bags across. You know, nothing wrong with anything that I sent. It was just purely no longer representing me. So it did feel very therapeutic, and I called it a wardrobe workout. Lisa, what are your top tips? Can you give us three top tips for the leaders who are listening to this? They know they have an opportunity to maximize their impact. They know that they want to do it differently. They're just not sure how to start it, and they possibly just want someone to do it for them. What are the tips? What can they do?
Yeah, so I guess, to be honest, it's a roundup of everything we've discussed. So the first key thing is really get to understand what your style personality is and the colours you're really drawn to, and embrace them and wear them. You know, like you said, Kate, have fun with it. You know, once you understand your style personality and you feel confident wearing it, it will do wonders for, you know, your mood and your attitude and your productivity throughout that day. And I always think, you know, sometimes it's great. It creates a knock-on effect as well for other people in the workplace. My second top tip is very topical right now, just in terms of the fact that even though some people are going back to the office, you know, I work with a lot of legal clients who are actually saying, I'm only going to be in the office once a month, realistically, for the foreseeable future. So it's really important to make sure you are dressing for your diary. Just because you are working from home, you need to really distinguish between what's your at-home, relaxed, personal time style, but then what's your work style. So just making sure that you're still in the right mindset, even though you're working from home, to make sure you're doing a professional and a productive day. And then my third tip would be basically where we left off that last conversation. do a wardrobe edit. It might be something that you do yourself. You must make the time to do it, or it's something that I can come and help you with. By dedicating that time to your wardrobe, there will be so much benefit in the future. You'll save time in dressing, your decisions will be quicker and easier. That will go some way towards my tip one of understanding what your style personality is and just having that style focus going forward. And then alongside that as well, I do my personalized lookbooks, which are a fantastic visual of combining things that you may already have in your wardrobe, but new pieces to add into your wardrobe as well, to really make the most of what you have and create, you know, a real variety of outfits with less in your wardrobe. It's amazing when people realize that they are wearing more things and creating more outfits from actually having less in their wardrobe. But it's purely because you've just taken out all the things that aren't relevant to you. And then you can really see the things that work for you. So you wear more of that and mix and match it so much more as well. And then I kind of demonstrate that through my personalized lookbooks to show how the outfits can come together. So yeah, they're my three top tips really. But overall, have fun with it. Don't be scared to show your personality through the way you dress, because it can still be professional.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that this conversation is also very timely with the first series for the Leadership Effectiveness podcast was talking about the Great Resignation. And, you know, so many people are starting to think about what career they want for themselves, what job they want for themselves, what company they want to be in. It really is a reflective time. And you'll see on LinkedIn at the moment, the volume of I've started a new role and congratulatory messages going through social media. Therefore, we are working in new environments, or we are trying to win that new, that next position. So really think about the identity and the impact that we want to have. Now feels like a good time to be reflecting on the wardrobe and the styling, so that we maximize our success. So I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, and I really appreciate the fact that you found the time to catch up, Lisa.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've loved it.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Newland Rock Leadership Effectiveness Podcast with me, your host, Kate Thomas. If you would like more information on how I can help you or your organization maximize your talent and leadership effectiveness strategies, then reach out to me through my website, newlandrock.com.